The sixth member of the Discovery crew was not concerned about the problems of hibernation, for he was the latest result in machine intelligence, the HAL-9000 computer. Good afternoon, Hal. How's everything going?
Good afternoon, Mr. Aymer. Everything is going extremely well.
Hal, you have an enormous responsibility on this mission. In many ways, perhaps the greatest responsibility of any single mission element. Does this ever cause you any lack of confidence?
Let me put it this way, Mr. Aymer. The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made. No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
Well, hell, I'm damned if I can find anything wrong with it.
Yes. I would recommend that we put the unit back in operation and let it fail.
X-ray Delta 1, this is we concur with your plan to replace number one unit with check all predictions.
Wilson!
We should advise you, however, that our preliminary plans are going to be...
Wilson, where are you? Wilson!
When you first open your Skype, does it always automatically turn your volume all the way up to the max? Like, mine does that every time I open Skype. And like, it is always the Skype ringtone, which is a banger, by the way, is always like blasting through my headphones. Like, I don't touch the volume. Like, I don't have the volume up that high. And it's like, I feel like it does it automatically. I don't know if it's Skype or when it's like I plug in my headphones or something, but like...
It
is loud.
There's a preference if you go.
It's Skype, in Skype though? Okay.
Audio, video, and then there's this little thing called turn up. Just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I've noticed that too. I get blasted by the Skype song too.
I mean, good thing I like the Skype song and it's not like the alarm tone on the phone or anything. But like, I'm just like, oh my God, it's so loud.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had that shock. It's like it gets you ready for the call.
Yeah. It's like a jolt of energy.
It's like, all right. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Yo, it is a classic tune. Who do you think? Do you think that person is getting like royalties for their writing the Skype song?
I believe it was written by Bill Gates. So.
No way. Music producer Bill Gates.
What isn't he doing? You know, might as well That's write some true. Music. Guy's doing everything. Oh, my God. Wow. I was a little hungover today.
Really? Good. What were you drinking?
Seltzer.
Ah, what flavor? That grapefruit? Mango?
Yes. It was the grapefruit. I went for a sixer at the store last night. Got a sixer.
A little sixer?
Which
little
is never
one, two, three, four, five sixers?
It's never the right move economically. You're just like, I might as well get the 12 because I'll get the other six half off.
Right.
So, but I was just trying not to get beyond six.
Yeah.
Man, I ended up, well, plus I was, you know, augmenting with some marijuana, but, and the stuff I have is really strong. And so I woke up this morning and I was just like, and the kids were at home. They were doing remote learning today.
Yeah.
Because we have snow. And it took me a while. It took me a while. I almost went back to bed.
Yeah.
You know that move?
Oh, yeah.
I showered and everything.
After the hang, like you feel the hangover when you wake up and you're just like, nah, you need another cycle, another little. at least if you can't get a full 37-minute cycle in, at least like a good 20 minutes.
Problem was, I was hungry and thirsty, you know, and I was like going, I took a shower, I was getting ready, and I was like, oh, I need to lay down. You know, and then as I'm laying down, I'm like, oh my God, I'm starving. I've been working out a lot lately.
Okay. In the, like, just in the office or?
Yep.
All right.
I have this system I've developed, and it's all based around a milk crate. One milk crate.
So is it like you're doing step ups?
I'm doing like
Hold on. Where did you get the milk crate from? Did you just go buy one?
I stole it from the Walgreens across the street. It was just outside.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I need one of those. And I just needed it for storage. I kept a couple items in it. And then one day I was here and I was just like, I'm too fat right now.
I think it's that time of year where everyone sort of feels that way, because it's like after the holidays, and plus like a bunch of places in this country has snow, so it's like it's hard to go out and like exercise, like especially if like your thing is running outside. So I feel like a lot of people are feeling that way. I am kind of too. Like I'm
shut up, Eden.
I but still have a lot of my holiday weight.
But for me, like my body will start to just break down at a certain weight, and it becomes like, you know, like, and that's what happens with your knees, your ankles, especially when you get older. You know, all these things that, you know, happen. So I was just like, I don't even know how. That's the hardest moment, right? The moment that you have to start it.
Yeah, like, starting is always the hardest. And once you get going, like it gets exponentially easier from there, because it's all about climbing the curve, right? And then once you get to a certain point, it sort of plateaus off. Like the effort level is just about maintaining instead of starting from zero.
Because I wasn't doing anything. Nothing. I mean, especially, you know what happened was the soccer stopped because of the snow.
Oh, yeah. You weren't running around. Yeah.
And so I was just like, I got to do something. So I just started like hopping up on this crate, you know, and I was like, all right, I'm going to do 50 of these. I could do 50, which is not a lot. It's like, but it's like kind of like a mini version of CrossFit. You know what I'm saying? Like, whereas before I would go out and walk, but walk doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't create enough strenuous activity. Like with the crate, like it, within 8 minutes, I'm sweating, you know?
What are you doing? Like, are you just doing step ups and like side lunges, like jumps? Are you jumping up and over?
Yeah, like, I'm doing jumps, but I'll do them really fast. So I go up and then down, jump up, down. Up
for like down, intervals,
down,
yeah.
Up, down, up. I'm trying to get to where I can do 20 of those in one and then take a little ruster. But right now I do 10, and then I'll go down, do 20 push-ups, and then I do, you know, a bunch of these like just arm exercises where you just stick out your arms across and just wave them up and down, you know, try to do like that for like two minutes or something. Right. Jumping jacks, I do. And then with the milk crate, I distance myself, you know, so I keep getting a little further and further away from it. So it's a harder push. Instead of going higher, you know how people will stack at the gym?
Yeah,
they put the second one.
You try instead to see how many you can clear. Yeah.
Instead of that, I'm just trying to move myself away from it. So I get like a yard away. Or a meter away, and then try to get to it.
So you have a lot of room in your office, huh?
Yeah. What I need is a little pad. I need the little gym pad, you know, because right now I have this rug, which is okay, but I need that, whatever, that rubber padding stuff. But yeah, it's working. So, like, you know where I trim the weight? You know what's funny about bodies is how you lose weight visually. Where it is. But one of the places I store weight is the sides. Mm-hmm. You know, like this, you know, what they call spare tires.
Yes.
So all of that I've trimmed out, but it's frustrating because the front part of your belly, you're like, that's where you want it to go first, but you have you have to work out because it's got to get rid of that side stuff first, and then it gets to the front. Even though my front's strengthening because I've been doing also, I do these crunches. I'll get down on my back and then do leg lifts. You know, all just basic. I don't need a gym exercising, and I love it.
Yeah,
because that's like a thing, like where you get in your head, like I can't exercise because I can't go to a gym. You know what I mean? I like just like exercising here, and then I can do it when I want. I can do 20 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes, and then I could do another 30 at night. I don't have to worry about going to the gym, you know. But yeah, milk crate, babe. I'm patent this. Don't take my idea, people.
But I mean, you're not. Never mind.
I know.
I'm like, wait a second.
It's revolutionary.
You're but that big dairy. Though, stay away from the milk crates.
Yeah. I saw
Dave's
some people
got that locked up.
I saw a friend of Waz is complaining about having to work out at home. He might not have the space. The space is key, you know. Space is key. I don't have to feel all self-conscious, like at the gym.
No, you know? It really is. Like, you do have to have, like, your own space.
I got
to
take off the shirt. It's coming off, you know?
Right. You don't have to worry about, yeah, that's true. No, it's actually huge. It's nice to have, like, your own little personal workout space.
It's fun.
What's up, guys?
Talking about exercise. I'm on my own exercise regimen, and it involves a milk crate. Was.
Are you doing step crate classes?
No, I'm just jumping up on it.
Oh, okay.
Times a day.
Have you seen the step classes with the little mat where they're doing doing steps around it?
Yeah, it's like step aerobics, basically.
Yeah. Milk crate would work great for that.
Yeah, even if when I'm on the phone, I'll get up and walk around and I'll step up on it, step down, you know, like.
There you go.
I am kind of concerned that one point's going to crack and I'm going to go through it.
Yeah.
I need a mat. Well, how's everyone doing? How you doing, Eden?
I'm pretty good. Chilling. It's
Isn't that a question this week, Maze?
Yeah.
What?
What's the question?
Jason Bowser, how is everyone doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, how nice. Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yep. I want a Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you know? You ever see that movie, Eden?
Yeah, it's a classic. I mean, I haven't seen it in decades, probably. Well, probably last time I watched it was probably in college, actually. But
Maze, what's that movie about? What is it Ferris Bueller's about?
What's it about?
It's about Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's about school.
But what's the overarching theme of the movie? What does it mean artistically?
I mean, like, there's a lot of discourse out there that it's actually Cameron's movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron is the best friend who grows up to become Connor on Succession. And he's like, Ferris is this all American, everybody loves him, smart ass, hot girlfriend, gets away with everything.
Smoking.
Like, yeah, Sloan Peterson is a 10 out of 10. He's this like concoction of like what probably every teenager dreams to aspire to. And then Cameron is a real person who is the son of a rich, really rich person. I think his parents are divorced, hates his dad, has a lot of issues getting through life, but he's best friends with Ferris. And the whole movie is about taking Cameron and showing him a slice of the good side of life. That's what Ferris Bueller's Day Off is about.
Dude, I like Ferris's dad in that is great. How much he loves his son. You know, he can never do wrong. And his sister, Jennifer Grey.
Have you watched it with the kids yet?
Not yet, no. It reminds me, the reason I thought of it is, well, I was helping Dave with some artwork, and I suggested Ferris Bueller's Day Off for Nerder Art, where he puts the heads of Seth and Mo.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It reminded me of, like, these days where, like, one day to the next, it's like another crisis, another goddamn crisis. It never ends, you know? It's like what you wake up in the morning, you're like, what's on tap for today that's going to stress me out? You know what I mean?
Conquered, if you will, by a master race of giant space ants. It's difficult to tell from this vantage point whether they will consume the captive Earthman or merely enslave them.
And Ferris like, I need a one Ferris thing is Bueller's for certain, off,
just there is no say, stopping them. Oh, the ants, you know, will soon be here.
And you go to the museum, whatever you're going to do, you know, you just don't pay attention to whatever the stirring crisis is that's going to stress you out. Which is like the way Cameron is, right? When we get so nervous about the car. The funniest thing, though, is when it goes out the fucking window. Oh, my Lord. Incredible.
I'm so sick of his shit. I can't stand him, and I love this goddamn car. Who do you love? Who do you love? You
such love a good car. Movie. Great music in that movie, too. Especially in the scene where they go to the art museum.
It's yeah.
Great cover of a Smith song. Please let me get what I, please let me get what I want. But it's a cover. It's instrumental version of it. Forget the name of the band, but that's like
Mr. Peterson?
A great scene.
Yeah, no, I think I owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I should say you do. Well, I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake. A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway? Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
What?
Asshole!
You're absolutely right, sir. You've hit the nail right in the head.
No Harper today?
He's here. He's
just
muted.
Turned on.
Oh, what's up, buddy? What up?
Meat and cheeses.
The original flavor or what?
Oh, original flavor. Yeah, I don't. I've literally never
500
tried.
Flavors now.
Yeah, I've literally never tried the other ones. The original worked for me. That's all.
I like cheddar jack.
I like the original and the white cheddar.
Wait, what? Cheetos?
Cheez-Its.
Oh, Cheez-Its.
Far superior snack than a Cheeto. And I love Cheetos, but the Cheez-Its far superior.
Oh, speaking of Cheetos, y'all. So I don't know, Zach might have already answered it, but like, this is something that I thought of while I was eating Cheetos this week. What is like the biggest, like the worst, just like crap American processed food snack that like, you know, is like terrible for you, but you still just like love? Like, I mean, like I said, I thought of these when I was eating Cheetos.
Twinkies, all of them.
Yeah. No, there's so many, like, you know, obviously I spend most of my time at a grocery store that doesn't have any main brands.
Right.
So like when I go to like Target, I'm like, yep, right, let me get a box of Cheez-Its. Yep, I love Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah. You know those fries? What are the fries with the funny guys?
Andy Caps.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was eyeing those the other day and I resisted. It's like
the what? Like Pringles? Like
Andy
Pringles
Cap fries?
Terrible.
I don't know what those are. Pringles are terrible?
But I mean, like for you. Look, think about what it is. It's like a can full of like real crappy wafer thin chips. But it's
a can full of sex. That's what it is. That's
delicious.
What
I'm like.
No problem.
My kids love Pringles.
Oh my God, they're incredible.
Yeah,
there's very few slogans that are better than "Once you pop, you don't stop" because it's so true.
Zach, yeah, Andy Capp's hot fries. You never heard of these?
Oh, I've never had those. God, I don't know what those are. So freaking good, dude.
Classic.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
So
I feel
good,
like you must
man.
Have seen these before. Maybe you just haven't like processed.
And don't try to go with the cheddar fries or barbecue fries because they're nowhere near as good as the hot
you have to
fries.
Go
they're
original.
Called Andy Capp?
Andy Capp. I'm about to drop a picture in the chat.
My name is Andy.
Another part of the problem of this conversation is I think you're saying handicap fries, and I don't know what that means.
No. These fries are very not handicap.
I mean, they're probably made of like just, they're probably so bad for you, but like, again, delicious.
My niece, I'm trying to ask my brother what they are. My niece gets these. They're like Doritos, but they're curly. They're super hot. And they come from like Asia. You guys know what this thing is?
No. Takis? Like, Takis? I thought Takis were from Mexico.
Yeah, I think Takis are from Mexico.
Well, I was just thinking about something that is like what Jade is describing, though.
Yo, I've legit never had
that's
these.
That's what it is.
You've never seen these hot fries.
I've never.
It's the Takis. You're right.
Is this an East Coast thing?
Have you had the Takis?
No, we have these in the South. We have these in the South for sure.
So good, bro.
Yeah, I've legit never had them. I've never seen. I don't think I've ever seen them.
Have you had Takis?
Yeah, they're with the chips.
I've had Takis. Oh, yeah, I love Takis.
Ooh,
hot Cheetos and Takis.
Hot Cheetos and Takis.
That was new to me. I just discovered that over the summer last year.
Oh, Takis. Yo, Takis can get it.
Takis are great.
God.
Love a Takis. Oh, with
Takis with a bagel with cream cheese? Wow. Ooh. Good night.
It's a real stew going. It's a real combo. Yeah.
I love chips in a sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely. I do too.
Yeah.
I love chips. Like,
all right, better combination. Chips in a sandwich or dip in a French fry in a milkshake?
Chips in a sandwich, because I'm not
chips
in a
sandwich
person. I'm not the sweet and salt person.
French fry cold.
I'm not a sweet and salt.
French fry in a milkshake isn't. I mean, I could do chips in a sandwich like every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, and with chips in like a French fry in a milkshake, it's like I want one single one, and I'm like just to test it again, see if I'm about this sugary and salty combo. Just trying it out. I like to be open minded, and every time it's just like, no, I just want that one.
It just isn't what you want. Yeah.
Just to check in, and then it's like, But yeah, chips are so versatile on a sandwich. Like Jade said, you could just go bagel, cream cheese, a little layer of crushed potato chips, or just whatever.
I would venture to say, it obviously depends on the sandwich, but you drop a chili cheese Frito in there. Chili cheese Frito is hard to beat inside a sandwich.
Chili cheese Frito. Yeah. I love chili cheese Frito. But you don't see it that often.
Yeah, I'm an original Frito kind of person, but I agree with you in the point of like...
Yeah, chili cheese Frito is out there, Jay. This is...
Oh, bro. It's,
they made that in the lab, bro. They made... It's
not coming to the East Coast. Eden, I think to snack on, oddly enough, I like the plain Frito better, but in a sandwich... That chili cheese.
Yeah, because it adds like another layer and it's more prominent. It's because it's very strong in flavor. Yeah.
Also, the Frito, a very underrated dip chip.
Yeah, because it's nice and it's perfect shape for dipping also because it holds.
It's a good flavor to complement everything. Like, there's that corn flavor. Like, oh man.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't they make a specific dipping Frito though? Right?
Yeah. Scoops.
Yeah.
Also, something I haven't tried, but I just thought of, and I think it'd be great if you filled Bugles with like a spinach artichoke dip. Just had them as little appetizers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Yeah. I think that's something I want to try.
Bugles definitely need something.
Yeah. Bugles need something, but Bugles are good. They just
love Bugles.
I like the idea of Zach throwing a little party and put and like pipetting in.
They're like, oh, hors d'oeuvres. Yeah.
Filling these Bugles with a pipette. Oh, I've got company coming over. I've got such an amuse bouche for them.
Spinach, artichoke.
Kramer would do that. Bugles, that's a Kramer. Bugles.
Yeah.
It's definitely a Kramer move.
That's a winner, though. Like, that sounds amazing.
Sounds like a good idea, right? Just thought of that. And it just revolutionized snacks. Oh, wow. So Bugles came in with three other weird-shaped snacks. And it's the only one that survived. We had flower-shaped daisies, wheel-shaped pizza spins, and tube-shaped whistles, which all died in the 70s.
I've never heard of the other ones.
What was some? Did you have a snack that doesn't exist now that you liked as a younger person?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I feel like there are.
I did. Goddamn, Hostess pudding pie, my favorite thing.
Pudding pie. I'm looking this up.
That
they
sounds
still make it.
Sounds.
I don't see it though.
I would get pudding pie.
Every day I would walk to school. You
interesting.
Know?
Yeah, I've never seen these before.
Yeah,
and
I
all
feel
of
like
the pictures
still exist.
I would take my lunch money instead of buying lunch. I would go to the mini mart.
It does look like there's one with the more updated packaging, but it's a chocolate pudding pie. I don't know.
It still exists, but when I was a kid, there are these like devil's food cookies. That I thought were really good. They're from Snackwells. And then I saw them like within the last 6 months. And of course, They have the whole thing on it, like 40% less fat. And they're trying to be healthy, and it's terrible now.
The formula has changed.
Awful. Yeah. So those cookies are no longer good. It's a real bummer. I used to think they were great. No more.
The only thing I can think of, and it wasn't something that I loved, was like that Surge soda, that green.
Oh, wow.
That neon green soda.
Surge was like a Mountain Dew knockoff. That's all it was.
I mean, like I said, I didn't really love it. I just
Which
know
is
that
why I still enjoyed it.
And I don't think it exists anymore.
Zerga Baca.
By the way, I'm such a freaking just a glutton and disgusting. I enjoy the blue and the red Mountain Dews. I love them.
No.
I love
them. You'll drink any Mountain Dew? You're a Baja Blaster? I'll drink
any Mountain Dew that
I never had the blue one, man. Is that blue raspberry?
Any Mountain Dew.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a blue raspberry.
Yeah, Baja Blast, man. Oh, that reminds me. Blue raspberry.
Oh, Baja Blast at Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, man.
There's no way not to get that.
That reminds me of the blue raspberry, my biggest regret. I think I've told this on the pod before, but not buying two bottles of blue raspberry margarita mix at Michael Beasley's estate sale in Minneapolis. I was so confused as to why that would be a part of it. It was $2 a bottle. $2.
Wow.
And I just went with the framed Yale poster, which is hanging on my wall still to this day, but I've always regretted that.
What a legend.
Why did he have an estate sale?
He had been traded, sign and trade to Phoenix, and I think it's just easier than packing up your shit.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Thought it was like foreclosed by the government or something.
No. Went through the house. Like there were weird wine stains on the floor upstairs.
That almost you had to looked go like to the blood. House?
Oh, yeah. Went to That's the house, what, went yeah, through his
estate
house.
Estate sales are usually.
Yeah. Did you write about house? This?
Yeah, I did on the Wolves blog a long time ago. I don't know if it's still up there. But oh my God. Like, so I bought a framed Yale poster because I was like, why does Michael Beasley have a Yale poster in here? And then I was with Graydon Gordian, who was in town.
Hell yeah.
He bought this little wood duck that had the secret compartment that I'm pretty sure something else went in. And he named it Michael Beakley.
That's funny.
Hey, was Beasley the one caught with the Arizona bottle? Who is that? Russell?
No, that was D'Angelo Russell.
Russell, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Michael Vick.
That's a different.
Oh, by the way,
remember the Ron Mexico story? That was weird.
That was
was
a weird. That Jay, was
do you
that
remember
was
Ron Mexico?
OG internet.
Nah.
That was
Ron
that
Mexico
was
allegedly the fake name that Michael Vick had given for herpes medication.
No, a woman who claimed that he gave her herpes said that he called himself Ron Mexico.
That's what it was. Okay.
Ron Mexico was the pseudonym Vic allegedly used at the time, quote, for purposes of herpes testing and/or treatment.
Interesting.
There it is. Oh, and then
OG internet.
There's an article OG of that internet. Paired with Anthony Weiner's alleged nickname, Carlos Danger.
Oh,
Carlos Danger, man. That
my Lord.
To me, look, it wasn't Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. It was John Oliver filling in for him. But to me, that was peak Daily Show of the of
Danger.
John Oliver going, Oh, my God. That's when I think of The Daily Show, that's the number one thing I think of.
That was him. Securing the bag for last week tonight.
That got him that jump in career. I mean, my God, what a great time.
Mystical.
What a choice. Mexico.
Ron Mexico. All right. So if you had to secretly get tested for herpes, what would your fake name be?
I was just thinking we should do a fake name thing. Yeah.
Art Vandalay.
You want to be my latex salesman.
It would definitely be something like Julius Jackson. Something alliterative.
We came across an old name, an old NBA name who played in the 60s and 70s today. His name was Chico Vaughn, which I think is one of the greatest names of all time. Chico Vaughn is
having
like,
Mexico, Chico. Though, is the last name. It's so funny.
It's great, it's yeah. Like,
Joe California.
What if I was like Chico Columbia?
Yeah, I feel like
that would be racist.
Chico Puerto Rico. Yo, Peter Ecuador.
First of all,
Nicaragua would be a great name.
I don't know how many people on this call watched wrestling at the time of Razor Ramon, aka Scott Hall.
That was the end of my wrestling days.
Anyway, first of all, he had a toothpick in his mouth.
Oh my God.
His hair was always wet. And he called everybody Chico because I guess he was like Cuban? I don't know what's going on with that.
He was supposed to be.
It was like a Scarface impersonation,
yeah,
almost. And he had the jewelry on. And
he's real white, right? He's real white.
His name is Scott Hall.
Scott Oliver Hall.
Oliver?
Yeah.
Bruh. Wrestling, yep. Man, you can't say it enough. It's so before. Problematic. But yeah, Razor Ramon. The Razor's Edge. That was his finishing move. Mm-hmm. I loved Razor Ramon, by the way. Chico.
I was shocked when he lost to the 1-2-3 Kid, man. I remember that. That was the end of my wrestling watching.
A shady and stylish Cuban American bully from Miami. The character was modeled after the characters Tony Montana and Manny Rivera from the movie Scarface.
Of course.
Ramon's nickname, the bad guy, and catchphrase, say hello to the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Derived from Montana's quote.
He's 62 years old.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Scott Hall. Yeah, then he went to WCW.
Yeah.
Completely had no accent.
He attended high school in Munich, West Germany.
Wow.
That has to be born in Maryland.
It's about as far from Cuba as you can get. I'll tell you that much.
Fascinating. Fascinating. All right. Stereo app, people. I don't know if you've been checking it out.
Before we move on, Lebertard always makes this point. Like, nobody in the movie Scarface was Cuban. Like, nobody.
Not a one.
Nobody. Not a one. We're all just white guys.
Yeah. F. Funny. Murray Abraham was a Cuban in that
movie. Jewish. Isn't he Jewish? Yes. Am I making that up?
No, he's very Jewish.
Yeah. So, like, and he's playing like a Bolivian or, you know, it's just whatever.
It's amazing.
Oh, man. Great movie, though.
There is a slight resemblance to Mike Ryan with Razor Ramon, no?
Mm.
You see it?
How did Amin get on this call?
I'm seeing it. Stereo app, people. You've been checking out. Speaking of Amin, he's been on there a lot. I mentioned this last week. 3 Hour Cinephobe is up there on the old Patreon. You want to check it out. I don't know how you guys did that.
This guy does not look like Mike Ryan.
A little bit.
No.
It's the. I don't know if you guys call it the after party, but that's where the party is.
That's where the party is, baby.
Period. Wow, you've been doing it with Woke Bros, right?
Yes, I did an episode with Nando. It was so much fun getting just the live reaction, guys and gals being able to call in and just ask us questions in real time. That's my favorite thing, just the interaction live with people who listen to our shows. I say it all the time. Sometimes podding can feel like you're just speaking into the abyss, right? Like you're talking to this microphone, you put it on the internet, and you have no idea who or what is interacting with it. But on stereo, it's just dope. You get that direct feedback, and it's just like you're having a conversation with the people who care about the stuff that you talk about, whether it be, you know, open marriages, leftist politics, or in the case of Zach and Amin, horrible movies. It's awesome.
Coming up Thursday on Stereo App, we will be talking about the episode of Action Jackson, which, spoiler alert, that might have been the most fun we've had recording an episode of Maze. That was an experience.
I mean, it was a hell of a movie.
I'm calling it now. Like, it's the greatest 80s action movie of all time.
You will yourself, not
get more 80s.
You guys, you know, out there, if you want to start your own show, very, very easy on the Stereo app. But look for what we're doing on there, generally Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe. Bye. Downloading the Stereo app and following us at stereo.com. What's your username, Zach?
Talk Hoops.
Waz?
At Big Waz.
What are you, Maze?
Corn Puzzle.
I'm Jader Ramis, if you want to follow me. But yeah, it's super cool. Good way to engage with the audience for us. And be on the lookout for that. That's stereo.com. Download the Stereo app at the App Store and join us. Ask some questions. After party, baby.
Join us, you cowards.
All right, Maze, what we got in the bag? I saw we had some questions this week.
Jake and I Am Coming Crazy, retrospectively, what is one of your favorite conversations from the mailbag? Mine was when Trey and Zach got in a full-blown argument over laundry etiquette, and a confidence man had typed in whatever, said a mean sending Zach's grandma to hell is top two and not two.
You got in a fight over laundry etiquette?
I don't remember that.
I do. It was about leaving your clothes in the washer or the dryer.
I got into it with someone who lived in my building at the
you
time.
You did.
Now it's coming back to me. Okay.
And you guys just fundamentally disagreed on the rules of the laundry room.
Okay.
You have to, by leaving your laundry, or you have to stay with it? Is that the
deal? I think you need to set a timer.
Yeah, you just need to be. Oh. I think you should be prompt about taking your shit out. Yeah.
You got to set a timer and know that, like, hey, within a couple of minutes, I got to come back and take care of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's to not do that. It had been where you share the units with people. That's exactly. Ridiculous. Yeah.
It had been.
I would just take it out.
I was about to
take it out.
But also, like, that's weird for me because it was a woman's clothing, and like, I don't. Yeah. That's weird to touch someone's underwear, right? Like, I don't know her.
Is it?
And I could be wrong, but was that Trey's point? Was that you shouldn't touch other people's clothes no matter what?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I mean, at that point, what are you gonna do?
I mean, nah. I'll throw some gloves. You want me to throw some dishwashing
latex
gloves on? I'll throw some gloves on.
Some latex in gloves. Close your eyes.
Does everybody here own dishwashing gloves? I don't.
No,
I had them growing up.
I do. I
personally don't.
Key. Those gloves. Gotta have them.
No, I just let my hands.
I'm not grossed out by food or grease or any of that stuff.
Like, oh, no, what, no. The reason, you use them is when you're deep cleaning stuff and you're using these chemical agents that are really toxic.
Oh, I don't use those. I just use
Palmolive. Is that deeply toxic?
I just use like Dawn. Yeah.
No, like they have, like you can buy these things that are like, you know.
Oh, see, I've never had that.
That get like deep cleaning, like. You know that grimy shit on an oven?
Some plant-powered dishwashing stuff. Anyway, not the point. But yeah.
I have a spray for like the grill. It's like this grill spray and it foams up. I'm like, I'm not touching that with my hands.
That's like for the that's for like the heavy-duty equipment though. Like
yeah, like for washing dishes, I use my hands.
Just the dishes on like a Friday.
So you don't use the dishwashing gloves for dishwashing?
Correct. It's for
they're deep cleaning gloves.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Anyway, throw some gloves on. Take that motherfucker's clothes out the dryer.
I got a whole box of latex gloves.
If your clothes have been there for over an hour, like other people have, like other people need to.
You're disrespectful. You're selfish. And you don't deserve for people to take special pains.
And I remember her reasoning at the time was she was on the phone.
That's not. Yeah. I mean, and honestly, like the least you can do is like at least just like. If you think it's a possibility that you won't be able to go get it, just put a container, like you can go put a box or something and be like, my clothes, like you can throw my clothes in here. Like, sorry.
Yeah. I always leave the clothes basket that I bring them down in on top of the washer that I'm using just in case. Right.
Like
just
in case something happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always left in the room.
Good move. I do that at home. In
people.
Yeah, we're supposed to be living in a society. Just listen to the Joker and George Costanza. Always listen to Frank Costanza. That's the goat right there.
New restricted areas out.
Woo,
we did the worry meter. Worry meter.
Yes, sir. Probably start getting worried down in Dallas.
Uh-oh. Let's head over to the Los Angeles Lakers. And despite having the second best record in the West, Lakers fans are a little frightened over this Anthony Davis health situation. Obviously, nobody's picking against a healthy AD and LeBron Lakers squad, but without AD, that's really gonna put that LeBron MVP chase to the test, Waz.
Worry meter says 9. Oh my goodness, Zach. How's this machine still holding up with these crazy results? Yeah, you should be about as worried as teams get whenever they have to face AD at the 5, because that usually spells death for the opposition.
if AD plays at all, Zach.
Yeah, it's kind of like hearing that Kyle Kuzma's going to take you shopping for some clothes. Be sure to check out Waz's style rankings every Tuesday on The Athletic, by the way.
Oh, definitely.
Probably need to start getting worried down there, but you need to watch the restricted area to figure out who else is needs to be worried. And who can just, you know, just chill.
Break glass.
Things will be okay.
Case of emergency.
Yes, sir.
Best episode yet.
Best episode we've ever done. So please go watch the restricted area on The Athletic's YouTube channel. Subscribe. Like it.
I'm running out of adjectives. It's just simply brilliant. You know, I wrote one today. I wrote production, period. That's it. That's all I'm talking about. You know, it's so good. So good.
It's really good.
My goodness.
Please check this out.
And by the way, it's Trey Kirby's birthday. And Waz said happy birthday. And I followed up with the come on the restricted area. And it never works.
Classic Jay.
By the way. Never worked today.
Could clearly just DM him, possibly text him. Pretty sure Jade has the guy's phone number. Classic Jade on Twitter. Yo, come on the show, bro.
Like, oh, man, it's a great move.
I mean, weird way to ask me, but sure, let's do it.
Oh, so we'll have him on. I'm calling him right after this. He'll be on next week. He'll be on the restricted area. We'll do some trivia. You got to be careful with him, though, because he knows his shit. You know? Those guys? Fucking smart. Those starters. No Duncan. You know what I'm saying? Like Lee? Lee Ellis? Crazy encyclopedic knowledge. I'm not even joking. Like, it's amazing. Yeah. And then he throws it all like the Australian history of basketball to it. It's wild, man.
Yeah, he'll tell you everything you want to know about the ankle breakers. I don't know who the fuck their teams are over there, but there's something.
It's going to be not like Jerry Ferrara couldn't answer. Oh, he got a couple right.
Oh, Jerry got some stuff right. Wait, why are you throwing Jerry under the bus?
I love that one.
That was fun. That was a good one.
What's next there, Maze?
Does anybody remember any other mailbag moments besides just rehashing Zach's laundry discussion?
I've been trying to think of one, and it's just like...
I mean, I definitely remember it means sending my grandma to hell.
Was that in the Thanksgiving episode?
You know, yeah, that was the... Yeah, oh, that my was God. That was like 30 people on that episode. Yeah, that was so good.
Only an hour, by the way, that episode.
What?
Really? I thought it was 2 hours.
Nope. It's an hour
long. I would have
guessed
three easy. Oh, yeah. I would have been like, with all the people I remember being on there, so I would have guessed three. On.
Such a good episode.
When I got killed,
he wasn't wrong, by the way. He wasn't wrong.
Love that. Love that still.
Wait, what? When you staged
when
your
I was murdered.
Yeah. That was pretty good. That was a epic moment where none of us knew what was happening.
No, I knew that Jade was pretending to get murdered. I knew what was happening.
If you go back now, like this, you know, there's some greatest hits that we used to do. We used to do the best of the month. I wish I could still do that, but
yeah. I remember when I was hungover from the rap party of Ian's pilot shoot. I remember just hearing. I remember hearing Jade react to when I first made a sound on the pod, and just him going, "Oh no."
Oh man, Waz's voice going out. I remember those. I mean, when you go back and listen, though, you'll just be like, "Oh my god, I totally forgot that happened." You know.
Strange. Yeah, it's been kind of a blur of all the mailbags over the years, man. Like, there's really been so many. But
do you remember the Riddler?
I remember the Riddler.
Oh my god,
those were intense. I remember
that you killed me.
Waz cackling in sheer delight every time there was a development in the Russell Westbrook situation.
Yeah.
At Sarah's expense. Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
Dave's fake divorce. That's an all timer for me.
That moment of clarity / hilarity is not one I'll soon forget, because You guys thought I was joking. I thought Dave was joking. We were all like, wait, what? Wait, Waz, are you that dumb that you thought this guy was joking? I'm like, how was this guy able to joke about this? That,
just
like,
a weird, weird bit to run.
I mean, here's my Harper. Remember Harper?
Harper.
Harper. Harper. What was that guy's name there? What was his name? From the boat, Chicago.
Oh, and Enrique.
Enrique. Enrique.
Oh, man. Shout out to Enrique. Love that guy.
Oh, my God. So many moments. Crazy. So many.
All right. Well, so it's my doc in a box, and it's my doc in a box. What social media platform has got to go? Twitter, Reddit, or Instagram?
Out of those three?
Out of those three. Reddit,
just because I don't use it.
Instagram.
I don't use
Instagram
Reddit at
all. Is doing the most to rot people's brains for sure.
Really?
Because it's the one people spend the most time on for sure.
Yeah. See, yeah.
And it's got the most users. It's just,
yeah.
Instagram most is active.
I think it Why all depends this? On how you utilize it, because I've actually I've learned a lot from Instagram, like yoga Instagram, like just learning about people posting useful, informative content. So I think it all comes down to how you choose to use your social media.
Yeah, sure. I've got a graveyard of almost purchases through Instagram targeted ads.
Items left. You've got a Michael Beasley estate. Yeah,
same here. Oh my Zach. God.
Like of just items left in a cart. Same like here. I couldn't even tell you how many carts I have items still in.
I got through tables, those targeted ads. I got where I'm
at least you walked away. You never pulled the trigger.
No, I've pulled the trigger plenty of times. Oh. There was a workout. There's a piece of workout equipment I never got. It was like $50. I don't remember what it was, but I never got it. I ordered it like 2 years ago. Still waiting on that shipment, whoever the fuck
That's
you are.
That's the thing. I ordered something on IG. It took 4 months to get here.
Oh, man. I ordered this gray NASA jacket that is ugly in person. Oh, my God. It's a horrible jacket.
That was my thing. I'm like, right, what I'll do now is if I see the ad, I don't access it through Instagram. I'll find it.
Go to browser. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm with Eden. Plus, I don't
always
use Reddit,
to give my email. So
I'm getting rid of Reddit. I don't use it.
And I know plenty of people do use Reddit, and it also can be useful, but I just don't use it. So it
doesn't work for me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot going on there for me.
I'm just fascinated. Waz, when you go on IG, what are you looking? Well, you know, what's getting you stuck?
My IG, honestly, is mostly food, IG, quote-unquote, models.
Oh, yeah, I've got a lot of, good recipes on IG.
Food, IG, quote-unquote, models, NBA players, and people who I know personally. That's the basically...
It's mostly videos, right? You're watching video.
No, I don't like IG. I don't like videos on Instagram. Okay. I look at the story. It's useless, man. If I'm being real with you, it's just so fucking useless. It's just, I don't know.
No one goes on Facebook?
I never use Facebook. I've gone on Facebook once.
I go in there, I look at what my dad Facebook and his friends are saying, and then I get out of there.
I'm out.
The only reason I
go to Facebook to cynically
for
post my work.
Troll.
That's it. Promote my work on Facebook.
I like to troll my liberal friends on Facebook.
Eden. I have one fantasy league that I'm in. It's a fantasy football league with my friends from Minneapolis, and they only communicate in a group page or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I will get texts all the time like, hey, we got to vote on something. Or, hey, we got to draft for the playoffs or something like that. Yeah. Hey, will you go in the group? And then I go on Facebook. It's literally the only time I ever use it.
Yeah, and I have two actual friends in the league, so it's they just always text me. They're like, yo, we need, you said, we're making a decision for the league this year. Go on and, say your piece, and that's it. And then I sign right back off, and I don't ever go on it for any other reason.
What about TikTok?
Still haven't downloaded it, still
I
not
just
doing
catch
it.
Whatever spills over to Instagram, although I've found some pretty funny ones lately. I got... This Korean actress posts some really funny shit. I'm gonna put one in the chat for you guys.
I have it now because of Aaron, because she's got a TikTok account that's becoming a business for her.
Yeah.
And so I got one to comment and like and keep up with that. But I haven't posted anything.
It's a whole nother different type of content producing.
Yeah, it's a world I don't really understand.
Yeah, and on I don't think it's for me. A lot of people post some really funny stuff.
Just like Vine, though? Isn't it like Vine?
Yeah, it's like an extended Vine.
Yeah, and it's like more updated version, obviously.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you can do more like with editing. There are a lot of
very cool like video editing things that make it very easy to do within the app.
And I would say more community based than Vine was. Like there is like
for sure
a more
the sea shanty thing killed me, man. It spread like a virus. Like everybody was doing sea shanties on TikTok. Did you guys not? Witness that at all?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I've never even heard that term
before. Oh my God. I thought we talked about it on this show. So it's, I don't know how it started, but someone posted a video of them singing a sea shanty, which is just like an old repetitive song that you can harmonize to. And then TikTok has this feature where you can like add on a video to somebody else's video. And so what happened was is they ended up with this absurd, like, 15 people deep harmonizing on the sea shanty. And it just wouldn't stop. My belly boys blow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. And it's like nine videos.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was the coolest application of what I've seen of it. But also, just like everybody was singing sea shanties for like a month. Called all
hands on sport. Tales from the sea. Whale and tow.
Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum.
One day when the tongue is done, we'll take our leave and go. Jade's in. There you go.
I'm in.
On TikTok.
Download it.
Tomorrow.
Gray. By the way, Gray has... last night something happened. I can't believe it. But like, you know, I spent the last 8 years where it's always showing Grayson how to do something, showing this, that. We're now... past that, now he's showing me stuff.
Yep.
And I'm like, yo, it's such a strange feeling. You're like, I'm a dad. We play Rocket League, as I've said, and it's such a great game. I love it. And but he is so far advanced. Like, he's building courses now, tracks and whatnot, modifying the cars. It's incredible, you know, with no money spent either. Like, you know how these games are, you can buy your way into these.
They try to get you to buy the premium features.
And I'm like, I've never given into that shit, you know. I'm not buying a skin, you know, for whatever. You gotta earn it. Hold on.
I can't believe we're doing this like a month and a half late. This is so funny.
Fuck you, Maze. How did you let this happen? How dare you? Come to bring us sugar, tea, and rum. One
day when the tongue is done, we'll take our leave and go. Here we go.
It also reminds me. It reminds me of the singing, the singing of songs in The Other Guys, where they're singing like the old like English tales.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. When Will Ferrell like turned around
and all the Harry Potter books were burned.
Ah, makes you feel at home. That song.
Same vibe, definitely. Man. I would cut Reddit just because I don't use it that often, but.
Thank you. Yo, Rob.
Yo, Amin.
What's the biggest complaint I always have whenever we record these podcasts?
Besides Jerv being too sleepy, I think it's you forget to name a couple of things. You always want to talk about some extra stuff.
Oh, man. It's the worst feeling in the world. When we get done and we say cut and I'm sending the files to Rob and I say, shit, I forgot we were going to talk about this topic or that topic. Well, guess what? We're not going to have those problems anymore if you go ahead and download the Stereo app. That's right. Go to stereo.com/DarthAmin and make sure you are linked and subscribed to us. And we're going to talk about all of the different things that I always forget about. This is a great app. Every time you guys are listening to this pod, you say, oh, I wish I could chime in. But you're listening to a pod. You can never chime in. It's pre-recorded. Guess what? With Stereo, you're able to have your voice heard. You can ask real-time questions about either the pod episode we recorded or whatever we're talking about at the time. It's great. It's a forum for you to listen to your favorite podcasters. That'll be me and our, yours truly, all at the Count the Things Network. And we're going to be out here. We're going to do this regularly, multiple times a week. Just hop on Stereo, download the app, subscribe, follow Darth Amin, follow Talk Hoops, follow Trayvon, follow Big Waz, all of us. You know who we are. You search for us on the Stereo app. You will find us and subscribe to us and be a part of these conversations real time. Have the ability to ask the questions that you want to ask. Stop us when we're on some bullshit, as we are frequently. And of course, catch some content that goes above and beyond what you listen to in the podcast you already love. Again, that is the Stereo app. And you can follow me, stereo.com/DarthAmin. You can look up everybody else by their handles. Their handles are all the same as what we have on social media. You can join us multiple times a week. I love Stereo. I'm on the app talking all the time. Follow me and get notified every time I go live.